Good afternoon, and welcome back to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening live now on TalkingAlternative.com. And if you're listening to this portion of it, it is the extended version of the show. We will be going live on the radio stations here in about 6 minutes. But first part of the show is just getting things warmed up. And welcoming, of course, my buddy Sam, as usual. Janice, lovely, again, always, right? Thank you. Intern Nick, Stealth in the background. And, of course, my special guest, Janet Devlin. Hello, from Northern Ireland. We'll be bringing her on here in just a few minutes. And also welcoming all the people that are listening in from Great Britain, because I did tweet that out earlier that they can listen in. And I got a massive response from that. So P.S. Oh, yeah, and P.S. Janet, thank you for the additional followers. Because by having you on the show, it ramped up my followers over the last couple of days. So, but great show I've got here for you. Of course, we got Janet Devlin. We're going to be talking about her new her U.S. release of her album. We're going to be talking about her performance here later today, going acoustic down in on Bleecker Street. First performance here in the United States. And then later on in the episode, we're going to be talking about a few things. We're going to be talking a little bit about Brian Williams and that whole situation with NBC, which is we've been touching on that stuff for quite a few episodes now, broadcasts over the last few months, of the lack of ethics here journalistically. You know, when we had the Rolling Stone thing that we've covered, we've covered the media's response and activities during the protests and whatnot, which may or may not have been kind of pushing the envelope on ethics. And then now you got Brian Williams, who was like one of the most trusted dudes on the planet, man. And he actually was just named as one of the hottest 50-year-olds on the planet, too. Yeah. I don't know how that's working. He's actually, he may want to roll with that now at this stage. After everything's gone pear-shaped with his career, he may want to capitalize on being one of the hottest 50-year-olds. and then later, actually, what we're going to start, remember we were talking about starting that kind of podcast and a broadcast? Well, we're going to be starting that actually today. Where we're kind of going through, you know, I've got my book deal for my biography. They'll be coming out, Green, Red, Green. And we're going to take some segments from Green, Red, Green stories that have happened to me in my life, which is eclectic. And going to be kind of telling those kind of on an ongoing basis, where people, you kind of pick up where we left off the week before, and people can go on the podcast and, you know, kind of backtrack and find out the whole story. But we're going to be telling a story. I'm going to start telling a story about how in 1995, I turned 25, Janet, in 1995, all right, dating myself, and I actually decided I need to do something extraordinary, okay? That was how I was going to mark my quarter life crisis, as if that really exists, you know? And you're on like your eighth of a life crisis right now, but in my quarter life crisis, because I was so depressed I hadn't accomplished anything yet, but like, you know, you're 25, you know, I decided that I was going to cycle from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you're not from here, so Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to Vermont. Now, that is 1,200 miles.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah, 1,200 miles, and I did it in 11 days. And so that would basically be like Dublin to Northern Ireland and back probably like five times. And there's a multitude of stories that happen. I mean, a lot happens when you're on a trip like that for so long. And so in any event, we're going to be telling that story as from the beginning when I decided to do it all the way through the end. It'll probably take, you know, five or six weekly episodes for us to cover everything, but it was an amazing trip. Like, dude, let me tell you something. You learn a lot about yourself. You're out biking for 1,200 miles in 11 days, man. And one of those days, I had to bike 186 miles one day.
What?
And let me tell you something. At the time. It felt like the worst decision I'd ever made, but looking back, it was actually one of the best decisions. Like I said, you learn a lot about what you can handle as a human being when you're out. And I wanted to quit. I'll tell this story, but like, you know, I wanted to quit like 2 days in, no kidding, you know, and I've never quit anything in my life. And so my buddy, I called him up. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, man, I can't do it. I need you to come pick me up. And it was my best friend who was going to meet me to drive me back. You know what I mean? And he's like, here's the deal, Kevin. A of all, I'm not going to come get you. So if you want to quit, you're going to have to bike back, which is going to be two more days. So you might as well keep going, brother. So in any event, I'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. And you're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0. We're going to go live with the radio version here in just a second. Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening in on Talk Radio Network on radio AM/FM stations around the country. And if you want to listen to the extended version of this broadcast, of course, you can always go to coffeetalkradio.com. And so today, great episode today, as usual. For those people that are just tuning into my show from around the country, like I said, I'm Kevin Barbaro, actor, writer, producer here in New York City. And former longtime NCAA Division I coach until Sam, it went pear-shaped, right? And hit rock bottom. Had to kind of decide what I was going to do with my life. And on a whim, no kidding, Janet, on a whim, I decided, well, I think I'll just be an actor. You know, so literally moved to New York on a whim, lived out of my car, and boom. Next thing, fast forward 2 years. And full-time working actor. So that's who you're listening to. If you're listening in Melbourne, Florida, or Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm that dude, man. But great episode today. I've got UK performing artist Janet Devlin here. She is a former finalist on the 2011 version of the British version of The X Factor, finishing fifth, although I thought you should have finished higher. P.S. and also, we're going to be talking later on in the episode about Brian Williams and that whole fiasco. We're also going to be talking about a podcast and a broadcast. I have a biography that's being wrapped up this year about me that called Green Red Green. Basically a story of my life, you know, going all in. I had a long, a very successful career as an NCAA Division I head coach. It went pear-shaped, and then after it did, I had to decide what I was going to do. I was rock bottom, decided on a whim, going to move to New York and be an actor. And so that's what the book is about. And we're going to be telling a story, an ongoing story, kind of like a podcast, of different adventures that I've been on in my life. I mean, I've been to all 50 states. I've been to 19 different countries. And there's a lot of stories there, okay? Some stories I can't tell on the radio, but there's a lot of stories to be told. And we're going to be starting one of those today. We also will have the ILoveKickboxing.com fitness tip of the week, of course. But joining me in the studio right now is, and I've got her new... Oh, it's even in the wrapper still. Nice. Right. I get the good version.
Yeah.
But I got Janet Devlin and her new album, Running with Scissors, and she's here in the United States for the first time. Janet, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks.
Yeah.
Really excited.
Yeah, how could you not be, man? A of all, you're on my show. But it's your first, I was happy to hear that I'm your first ever U.S. Radio interview, so that's cool, man. I can dig it. And let me tell you something, you know, let me tell you how I landed on you and tried to track you down, and it just so randomly happened that you were coming to the United States, so... I've had the last couple of weeks guests on the show. My show is about people who are like me, have just taken a chance, you know, took a gamble on themselves, and it worked out and believed in themselves and went all in to follow a dream, you know, and this massive goal. So I like having those kinds of people come on to the show and just talk about, you know, that moment when they decided, like, I'm going to do this. And so 2 weeks ago, I had a guy named Landau Murphy Jr. Landau. In 2011, same year you were on X Factor, he was on America's Got Talent, and he won it in 2011.
Uh-huh.
And he had never auditioned for anything in his whole life before, which is amazing, you know. And then last week I had Rachel Potter. Rachel Potter was a finalist on X Factor here in the United States, the third season, and she's gone on to be a country music singer. And so I was kind of looking at some of my favorite auditions. This is how I landed on you, right? So I watch the show all the time on YouTube, and because I find it inspiring. I'm not a musician, although I did tell Rachel last week I can carry a tune. P.S.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Not a great tune, but I can carry a tune.
Ah.
I'm great at karaoke. That's all.
That's what's important.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, and so. I find it inspiring because it's ordinary people like yourself mm-hmm. who do something extraordinary and have this talent that maybe nobody would ever even know about unless you took that chance, you know, and put yourself out there. So first of all, I want to ask you, what was it like? And I know that if you're nervous to be in here, then you must have been nervous to be on that stage.
Yes.
What was it like when you were at the X Factor and you made it through to the point, because there were other auditions during the day, obviously.
Yeah.
At least, how many auditions did you have to go through?
Oh, wow. Like, it wasn't even on the same day. There was like another whole other day of like about six or seven that I had to do.
And they start out, did they get progressively larger or?
It was actually like the further you went, like the more important of a person that you were
right, yeah.
auditioning in front of.
Yeah. So the first one's in front of the janitor.
And, like, and then you just end up like you're performing then in front of like the head of Sony or whatever, or someone from Sony and
right.
all those, like they just get more important. And then it's like the last one before TV is like the producers.
And so. Did you, before you went out on stage, Did you audition in front of Talisa and them, or was it
no?
That, so
never.
When you were on stage, that was the first time you saw them.
That was the first time.
The celebrity judges.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, what was more nervous, being in the second to last audition or being out on the stage? Because the second to last one obviously is clearly important. You're in front of some, you know, pretty big people.
Yeah. No. Definitely the actual judges one, because not only that, it was like a massive audience as well, because they're hosted in like arenas. So
right.
I was doing it in like a massive arena in Liverpool.
Right.
It was like my first time ever to England as well. So it was like, yeah, I'm just going to country hop here for the first time. It was just terrifying.
Yeah. And now, how did you come on when you decided what song choice you were going to use? Is that, you know, because you sang Elton John.
It's
a beautiful rendition, man.
Aww,
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Your voice, you know, and I'm excited for people here in the U.S. to really get exposed to you, because obviously the X Factor, the Britain version, is not aired here, obviously. You know, the only way you can see it here in the United States is through YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is really opening a whole new audience for you here by being here and putting the record out here in the United States and performing. And what I can tell you is that people are going to love your voice, man. I tell you, there's something just so unique about it that I can't even wrap my head around how beautiful it is and how unique it is. And so that audition, I'm telling you, just blew me away. So now, how did you land on that song? Is that something you had always been doing? Or
No, because I started, before I went on the show, I had like a YouTube following, because I used to do like cover videos and things.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I found out that the first edition, you could actually send in a video. But that was way before that. So I set up this YouTube channel when I was 15 and managed, I think I had like 15,000 subscribers before the show. Yeah. And then my mom was like, you know, you can send in a video. But whenever I realized you could send in a video audition, I went to my YouTube channel. I was like, which video has the most views?
Right.
And I'll pick that one, which
Good
was
call.
Your song.
Yeah.
So,
dude,
yeah.
Great call, man.
Thanks. So I just went with that one.
So you had 15,000 followers on YouTube before you even became famous?
Yeah, pretty sure, yeah.
Dude, that's amazing. How many followers you got now?
Oh, almost 200,000, I think, on the YouTube. But
really?
Like, yeah, because I'm trying to get those up.
Yeah.
Because like, I do post regularly, more so, because I kind of left my channel a bit stagnant for a while.
Okay.
But now I'm doing vlogs and just music, permanent music
right.
stuff and live sessions and everything. So I'm just trying to get that back up.
Yeah, I need to get mine up too. You know how many followers I got?
I don't know.
Two. So I'm a little behind, you know. Maybe you can help me on that. But listen, we're going to break for commercial, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbro on Talk Radio Network. I'm here with Janet Devlin. We'll be back in just a second.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 1-800-941-2753 or go to web.com/radio. That's 1-800-941-2753.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-580-1113. That's 800-580-1113. Call now at 800-580-1113 to get a free brochure. 800-580-1113.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening on Talk Radio Network and from our flagship studios here in New York City at TalkingAlternative.com. And I'm here in the studio with UK recording artist Janet Devlin, and she's here promoting the release, the U.S. release of her album, Running with Scissors, which I did as a kid. I mean, how'd you come up with the name for the album, P.S.?
Oh, gosh. It's quite a long story, but I made an album originally, and I don't know what happened. I listened back to it and was like, oh God, this isn't right.
Yeah.
And I'd done this Pledge Music campaign, which is like, you know, Kickstarter stuff.
Right, yeah.
So then it left me with like 6 weeks to make a new album.
Right.
So thankfully enough, whenever I told my team, I was like, I don't like it. It was good because I went in and made an album 6 weeks, and it's obviously very ill-advised to do something.
Yeah, clearly.
Like that.
Running with scissors.
Yeah, so yeah. It reminded me of that. Like, don't run with scissors, but people do it anyway.
And yeah,
it
was yeah, exactly.
You should probably not record an album in 6 weeks. I'm going to do it anyway.
So did you, and now I was reading up ahead of time. Now you either write or co-write all of your music. Is that correct?
I'm always there in the co-write, yeah.
Always in the co-write, yeah. That's awesome, man.
Apart from The Cure, I mean, there's a cover on the album. So, like, apart from that, I mean, I'd be a millionaire if that was my song.
Well, yeah, but, yeah.
So,
but maybe you will be a millionaire now that you're here on my show. I don't know. But so you're here in the U.S. for the first. Eyvall, let me ask you quickly about being in the United States for the first time.
It's not the first time I've been to the United States. Actually, I was here actually with the show.
Okay.
Went to Miami, but I never really seen any of it.
Right.
Because we were working like all the time.
Sure.
So
sure.
I never got to see it. So this is like the first time I was like let loose in.
And is this your first time to New York City though? Or
yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's because coming to New York is a whole different egg than just coming to the United States, man.
Yeah. It's like I posted it yesterday. I was just like, is it possible to fall in love with a place and not a person?
Yeah. No, for real,
I'm
man.
I'm pretty sure like I just love it.
Yeah, the thing about coming to New York, and it's actually a great metaphor for life, because it's like falling in love, but like you end up both loving and hating the person that you're in love with. You're still in the honeymoon period,
yeah.
You know. New York is such a different egg, man. Like when you move here, it's so big, and you're like all these things that you dreamed about. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you're waiting in line, and somebody's yelling at you, and it's like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Reality. You know?
I don't know. I've never felt so big, but so little at the same time,
sure.
Which is the most like alive feeling ever, because it's like there's so much possibilities and I feel really good.
Yeah,
but also I'm kind of minuscule and there's lots of people here. So,
well, you're about ready to be big time. So now with your performance here in the city at the Red Line down on Bleecker Street, you're going to go acoustic,
yep.
Right? And I heard your guitar player is wandering today. So
yeah, he's gone for just a little dander around New York City. So
that's cool. So what was the first place you visited when you got here?
We went straight to the Rockefeller, which was just insane. I don't think I've ever been so excited in my life. And I don't know why. I was just like, this is just intense. It was freezing cold.
Yeah.
Like I was wearing like, I think like 5 jumpers and a coat and like 6 pairs of socks or something ridiculous, just trying to keep warm. But it was just, so exciting. So yeah, we did the touristy stuff.
Nice. Nice. Well, you know, it's interesting. I used to be, for a long time, I used to be a college coach. I used to coach cross country and track and field for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Had a lot of international students that came and ran for me from all over the world. And it's so funny because before people get here, if you've never really been, now, of course, you've been to Miami, but before people come to the United States, their perception of the United States is actually New York City, you know, because that's the one thing that you see. And then they're stunned to realize that there's farms. And they, you know, even though, like, you know deep down, like, obviously there is. But when you get here, you just assume, because that what you see on TV is just constant chaos and people. And,
I don't know.
You know,
I watch so much, like, American television that I'm kind of used to, like, my head, actually, America is, like, those little small town high school. I don't know, like, everything's, I really, really want to, like, take, like, a weekend and just go to, like, the middle of nowhere in some little town that no one really knows.
It's the way to roll, man.
I just want to see it. Just yeah.
Well,
the
you know,
reality
I'm actually, know. I'm actually from the middle of nowhere. We talk on the show all the time. I'm just a redneck from Vermont, man. So like I grew up in just small town, small area. You know, kind of similar to probably what you're used to, and so it's. America is such a unique place in the fact that in one day, you know, I've traveled all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. And people are always asking me, like, well, what's your favorite place? Like, what's the favorite place you've ever been to? And I have a lot of favorite places that I've been to around the world, some of the most beautiful places. Ireland itself. Now, I've never been to Northern Ireland, but I've been to Dublin 3 times.
Pretty much the same place, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's so small.
It's small, man. Yeah, you can walk from one to the other. You know? And you know, United States is such a unique place because in one day, you can literally be skiing in a desert and at the ocean all within one day. And most countries you go to, there's only one or two different types of scenery that you can possibly see in one day. Or, you know, or a country is primarily just desert or primarily just wooded, you know what I mean? Whereas America is just such a wide range of things that you can do.
Pretty big place.
Yeah, yeah. No, you gotta roll out into the country, man.
Yes,
you know?
I'd love to.
And
I want to go horseback riding, and then
you got to go to Vermont, like, man. Case dismissed, man.
Yes.
Yeah. And well, you'll stick out like a sore thumb with the red hair, but
oh no,
I'd wear a hat. But you know, it's you know, there's you've got to have a certain sense of pride, though. You know, people from Vermont are probably a lot like people from Northern Ireland, or people from the country, because they. Although when you're growing up, you're like, God, I can't wait to get out of here. You know, like every kid, you know, it's like, Jesus, I can't wait to get out. But then when you're older, you look back and you're like, dude, I'm so proud that I lived there. I'm so proud that I'm from there. And like when people ask me where I'm from, I'm excited to tell them I'm from Vermont, because like here in the United States, that's like a unique place to grow up. And it's got to be the same for you, you know, being proud to be from a small area. And kind of representing your little area, Tyrone, right?
County Tyrone, but it's like, I live just literally, if you can imagine, nowhere.
Yeah, no, I do imagine nowhere. I've been there.
I mean, if you've seen The Audition, you've seen where well, which is just absolutely
farm.
Yeah.
And now growing up, when did you realize that you really loved to sing? At what age did you realize that, like, and people were like, dude, your voice is like amazing. When did people start saying that?
I don't. It was such a whirlwind, like that, the whole singing thing.
Yeah.
I always sang, but like never seriously, because like I think that's the problem with coming from Ireland or Northern Ireland, or whatever, is like that everybody can do music. Yeah. Everybody's talented. Everyone plays something. Everyone can sing. So I never really took it that seriously. But I think I was singing always, my mom would say I always used to sing. Yeah. But I never took it seriously till like my best friend heard me, and she's, it's like, she liked it so much that she got me a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, I'm giving you this video camera with the clause that you have to make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and then
I had
that's how it came out.
Yeah, and that's how I did it. That's how I started. But I did start doing sing competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I got into sing competitions was for a completely different reason, because I used to play drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like, I used to do sing competitions.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I did. I never won a sing competition in my life. But I managed to rack up a couple of quid, and I got my drum kit. So,
because
my parents wouldn't get it for me. They're like, is this going to be one of those passing hobbies?
Right, right.
So, cause drum kits are really expensive.
So you can rock out the drums then, huh?
No, I'm terrible.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why I'm not a drummer and I'm a singer.
Hey, at least you're honest, man. You know your limitations, right?
Yeah.
I was saying earlier that, well, A of all, too, the accent, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. I was saying earlier when we were on the break, dude, if I had an Irish accent, oh my God, I would ramp things up. I would have more than two followers, right? If I had an Irish accent,
it's all good. It's all fun and games until no one understands what you're saying.
Well, yeah. Which is like 80% of the time.
Yeah, it's like,
but it's not
slow
like
time.
Yeah, it's not like down in the South though, because like one of my best friends on the planet is from Cork,
mm-hmm.
and his name's Donnie Walsh. He was actually an Olympian for Ireland back in the day in the 70s. Ran the marathon in Munich, and I can understand. I've known him for 20 years. I can understand approximately about 30% of what he says. The rest of the time, I just nod. But I mean, usually, and the thing is,
he could be insulting you, and you don't even know.
No idea. Well, dude, here's the deal. Oddly enough, because the guy can drink like a fish, right? The more pints of Guinness he gets in him, I don't know if my hearing gets slurred to the point where I understand him, but I totally can understand him so much better, like about 10 beers in, you know?
You can understand him better.
Yeah, slows him down.
Normally it's the opposite. Normally it's like, I can understand Irish people until they have a drink, and then it's like, well, I'm just going to pretend like I understand every single thing you're saying.
And so now moving ahead, you know, obviously we were talking in the break too about like, you know, wanting to go on tour here in the United States or kind of, and obviously you guys are going to kind of play it by ear here,
mm-hmm.
but so what's the plan here in terms of being here? How long are you going to be here and try to kind of work through that? Is there a plan or are you just kind of rolling with it?
I'm rolling with it. I'm here like for a couple more days. Mm-hmm. Obviously with the gig tonight and let's the promo and things like that, which is going to be exciting. But I hope to come back.
Oh, dude.
Hope they like me enough to keep
let me tell you something, man.
Can I live here?
Yeah. Now, do you live in London or where do you live now? Or do you still
live in London?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just because it's like easy for
music. Well, you got to be able to travel.
Like, yeah, my producers and everybody that I work with, like my musicians and everything, they're all in London or in and around England, actually. Decided it would be easier to live there.
Nice.
When I travel home, like I do miss home.
Nice. Well, listen, I've got just a couple of minutes here, and I said on Twitter that I was going to read a question from somebody on Twitter. So I'm going to randomly pick somebody right now that has tweeted at me, and we're going to ask them the question. Let's see. Let's go with. I tweeted my buddy JP Williams, and he said he lives 20 miles from you. Back in Northern Ireland.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, I'll say what he said. Really, she lives 20 minutes from me back home, and et cetera, et cetera. That's interesting. Okay, Jan, we got 1 minute. So I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna keep her on for the next segment after this. So we're not gonna wrap it up completely here. But let me get one question. One question. Come on. What was the one thing that you wanted to do first when you got to New York, and did you do it? And what we'll do is we'll come back in a minute and answer that question with Janet Devlin. I'm Kevin Barbaro. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 on Talk Radio Network. We're broadcasting live from the studios here at TalkingAlternative.com. You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Hey,
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant, and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. You're listening live on Talk Radio Network on stations across the country, and we have in the studio right now special guest, British recording artist Janet Devlin, and I'm giving her a gift right now, and we just had a discussion in the break about chocolate and the fact that she's slowly becoming addicted to chocolate, sounds like.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. But we got a company here in the United States. Actually, it's out on Long Island. Called Chocology. You can go to ChocologyUnlimited.com. They provide gifts for us every once in a while for a giveaway. And they give us this one particular brand that they have called Fat Ass Fudge. And you're like a rail, so maybe you should have two or three of these. But yeah, enjoy that. Although you're going to have to fight off from what it looks like all the adults around you because they want it first.
Yeah, everyone wants it. It's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't have it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So getting back to as we're wrapping up the interview here, and I just want to catch up with you on, you know, what would you say are your biggest influences here musically in terms of where you draw a lot of your influences for the songs that you do write?
Everything I write is, I have these journals like that I just carry around with me that are like, I do some journal like entries, but it's mostly poetry. So I would write what I was feeling, but in the form of a poem. And then I would go into a co-write session and then make it a song. So I already have the lyrics done for a song by the time I turn up, which is actually really handy. Songs get written really fast. So everything comes from my life and my life experiences. And the album's got, songs about growing up, songs about finding yourself and defending yourself, and also bad breakups because teenage girl.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
That has to be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Valentine's Day just...
That was like my fourth year single on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Impressive.
I know. I've never been on a date in my life.
What?
Yeah, never. Never, ever. No one, like, yeah.
Yeah, probably going to change after being on X Factor and everything else, man. But you know what? Here's the deal, man. Stay away from boys. I'm going to be honest with you. We suck. We're terrible, man. I mean, particularly young guys, man. We're literally idiots at that age, man. You're better off without us. I was talking with my girlfriend. Of course, I spent Valentine's with my girlfriend, and 2 years ago, we were going through this funny story. 2 years ago, I bought her some roses on Valentine's Day, and I'm not kind of like the roses guy, you know what I mean? But I bought her some roses and put them in a vase on the counter at my house. And for some reason, all the water, evaporated out of, and the roses started to dry out, but they never actually died.
Oh.
It was like this weird thing where they didn't actually die. And like literally 2 years later, the roses still exist, and they're only in like this dried form. And she goes, oh, it's kind of like our relationship.
Oh my God. Depend your relationship on some flyers. Yeah. Oh no. What happens?
I said, the life's been sucked out of it, but yes, for some reason we're still here.
Oh, no.
She didn't go for it. You know, I was just joking, of course. You know what I mean? Yeah, the life's been sucked dry, but for some reason, I'm still here.
I don't understand flyer giving sometimes, though.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, because
like,
they die.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I picked these pretty things that were once alive, and I killed them.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
For you. I think
your heart rot. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah,
maybe that's why I'm
please
single.
Give me something
that's
gonna
being
die.
So morbid.
Now, when you were younger, did you? I think I saw in the interview you were kind of like the girl that kind of dressed in black, and you were kind of like
I grew up
rocking the artsy thing, man.
It wasn't even artsy. I was just I don't know. I just
teenage angst.
Yeah, teenage angst. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I listened to like rock music, and I dressed to the way I was to the genre.
I understand. Yeah,
which I still listen to the music, but just don't really dress like the genre. But.
Favorite American band as we're wrapping up here.
No, I don't know. I want to say Chili's, but I love the Foo Fighters and I love Nirvana, so I don't know.
Got the Kurt Cobain thing going on, man.
Yeah,
there's some good angst there, but yeah. Yes, thank you. So in any event, we got to wrap up now because I do have to do the ilovekickboxing.com fitness tip of the week. But Janet Devlin, thank you so much for coming in. Wonderful person, wonderful voice. I'm excited to see you in your acoustic later on today. And before we go to break, though, we have the ilovekickboxing.com fitness tip of the week. And I'll be back in just a moment on Talk Radio Network. This is Kevin Barbro. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0.
Thank you, Kevin. Today's ILoveKickboxing.com fitness tip of the week is about protein intake. Your body uses protein to build and repair tissues. Unlike carbs and fats, your body will not store protein, so it's imperative that you keep your protein intake consistent from day to day. If you have any other questions, go to ILoveKickboxing.com, and I'll see you all next week.
Nearly 45 years old, and I'm in the best shape of my life thanks to ILoveKickboxing.com. Go to ilovekickboxing.com and find the location nearest you. Use the promo code COFFEE and you'll get 20% off the already low introductory price of $19.99. That's three visits and a pair of gloves. It's 1 hour a year day and it'll change your life forever. Believe me, trust me, I do it myself. ilovekickboxing.com. Are you traveling to or from any major airport in the United States? Don't get left out in the cold waiting on a cab. Call S&G Limousine and have a safe, affordable black car or limo service waiting on you. Mention Coffee Talk and get $10 off your first ride. It's 516-771-LIMO. 516-771-LIMO. Any airport in the United States. 516-771-LIMO. Welcome back, everyone, to Coffee Talk 3.0. I'm Kevin Barbro, and you're listening in on Talk Radio Network and stations around the country, listening in here on AM and FM stations, and I want to welcome everybody back to the show. Had a lovely guest in the first half of the show, Janet Devlin, UK performing artist, and if you go to coffeetalkradio.com, of course, you'll be able to check out the podcast of the entire episode, including the extended version, which is before this broadcast actually starts. We're actually on the air before the broadcast starts across the country. So you can check that. Also check out our different sponsors, iofkickboxing.com, S&G Limousine, Ticket Club, Element Bars. You know, everybody basically is on the website, and you can find out more information about our artists that we've had on the show. Of course, we had Landau Murphy Jr. a couple weeks ago. Last week, we had X Factor finalist and country music star Rachel Potter. And then today, of course, Janet Devlin. So definitely check out coffeetalkradio.com. Now, we were talking earlier, too, that today we're going to talk a little bit about the whole Brian Williams thing. Because, you know, here's the deal. And I've said this before on other episodes. You got to be ethical, man. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, I had a long and illustrious career for over 20 years as a college track and field coach here at the NCAA Division I level. And things went pear-shaped. Things went pear-shaped because I made bad decisions. Hello. and here's the deal. When you make a bad decision, right, you have to be man enough to own up to it, and you got to be man enough to handle the consequences that come after. Once you break the rules, you really have no say as to what's going to happen after that. And here's the thing that I'm still disappointed with Brian Williams. Now, I like Brian Williams. I would watch it all the time. And he's one of the guys. He was like one of the I thought he was one of those old school guys, you know, the Walter Cronkite kind of guy or the Tom Brokaw. And then for us to be going through this situation with him where and here's the deal, man. Okay, when I screwed up, I got called out on it, all right? Did you do this, all right? I told myself going into it, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be a man about this. I'm going to take whatever comes at me, okay? And I didn't go into it thinking, well, I think I misremembered it. It's like, come on, man, just own up. I mean, you're already in a situation where it's bad enough as it is, okay? And you're the news guy. And here's the deal. This is what's kind of stunning to me, Sam, Janice. I don't understand how this could be 12 years later. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how does this go on? And then 12 years later, well, you know, like it was in my situation. I mean, you know, when things went belly up for me and my coaching career, I ended up resigning over something I had done 10 years before that, but that's just the way it is. That's how things work. You know what I mean? But what I don't understand is why he made the claim that, you know, he was in a helicopter that was, you know, hit by a grenade launcher or whatever. And there had to be, of course, you know, there had to be other people in there. And why wouldn't people say that never happened until like 12 years later? So actually what happened is this past Sunday, the Washington Post did this big expose on Brian Williams and running through the different things that he has said on the air over the course of time. And really, they're kind of nitpicking though now too, because you know when everybody loves to hit a guy when he's down, man. You know, they go for the Achilles. So they're talking about, like, he made mention of the fact that he's looking at these beef jerky as like one of the greatest meals he's ever seen now, when in reality they're saying that they had full meal spreads because at the higher Regency, and they had food truck did, you know what I mean? Now, something like that, hey, whatever, man. I'm the kind of guy that I never let the truth come in the way of a good story. Like, I do like to, you know, I do like to kind of embellish a little bit. I don't think that that's a big deal, because, you know, maybe at that moment it's like, you know what, this beef jerky just tastes pretty good. You know what I mean? But, you know, when you flat out lie about the other things, and you're the news guy, you know what I mean? The average guy down the road, he lies to you about something. Who really cares? You know what I mean? But you're the news guy, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're like a politician. You know, you need to be somebody that people can trust. And I find it, you know, he's been suspended without pay for 6 months. Let me tell you something. It's always interesting when rich people get suspended without pay. They've got so... Well, you're doing them a favor. You know what I mean? So he's like, okay, so let's see. At the end of the 6 months, I'm still going to be a millionaire, and I didn't have to work for 6 months. Yeah, a lot of punishment there, man. But, you know, I think it's going to be really tough for him at this stage. And what's making it tougher is the fact that he isn't just completely forthcoming. He's not completely, you know, honest about it. Just admit, you like, you lied about it. You just made it up because it was a good story at the time. And just move on. And I think people would be more, we're a forgiving society. You know what I mean? I mean, I screwed up, had to start over, and you know, I'm more the wiser and none the worse for it, you know. And I think that he can be in the same situation, but it is disappointing. And like I said, I preach this all the time, dude. Just be honest, man. Just be ethical. And you know, if you screw up, it's not the end of the world. Like I say, we're a forgiving society. So hopefully we'll see what happens with it. You know, maybe there's no future with him at NBC anymore, but you know, possibly on other channels, somebody's going to pick him up. Because like I did say earlier, hey, he's on the hottest 50 guy list, you know, like over 50 list. So he's got that going for him, which is nice. Anyway, we'll be back in just a minute for our last commercial break here. And when we come back, I'm going to be talking about my adventure, one of my stories from Green, Red, Green. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to Talk Radio Network. This is Coffee Talk 3.0. We'll be right back. Hit that high note, didn't I?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Kevin Barbaro, and you're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0 on Talk Radio Network and AM and FM stations around the country. And just got back for a great interview with Janet Devlin earlier on. Go to coffeetalkradio.com. You'll be able to listen to the podcast and catch all the entire version of the episode. But this part of the episode, Sam, we were talking earlier. My biography, which hopefully will be out in early 2016, still working on it, but it's Green, Red, Green is the name of it, and it's about my life and, you know, starting from scratch as a coach, working my way up to one of the top coaches in the country, everything going pear-shaped and rock bottom, then deciding on a whim I'm just going to become, I don't know, I guess I'll just become an actor and move to New York City. And next thing you know, it all works out, a couple of feature films, starring roles, and 20-something commercials later, and et cetera. So I said I was going to tell the story, an ongoing story, about when I was 25 years old, I decided I was going to do something extraordinary. I remember the day exactly. It was March 16, 1995. I was in the dining hall at Coastal Carolina University. I was a coach at Coastal Carolina University. I was working in sports information there. That was where I got my start on radio, as a matter of fact, doing play-by-play and color commentary for college baseball. And so I'm in there, you know, and actually my family had just gone through something tragic. And what had happened was my niece, my sister's daughter, had passed away at only 2.5 years old to leukemia. And my sister, her name is Wendy, she's 1 year younger than me. My sister, let me tell you something, my sister is one of the toughest people you'll run into. She's probably one of the toughest people I know. I'm pretty tough. My sister's pretty tough. You know, my sister and I are close. We weren't close as kids, which is odd, you know what I mean? But we became closer as adults, and she's somebody that's very unique. She lost a child in 1995 to leukemia. Almost 10 years later, almost exactly to the month, she lost her husband unexpectedly. And so she, you know, she, at that point, she was only 35 years old, and she had already, you know, buried a husband and buried a child. And, you know, things went rock bottom for her. And I raised her kids for 6 years on my own. But she got her life back together and is way better off in life than she was before. And so, and anyway, backing up, in 1995, she, you know, so I was the godfather, and I never actually lost anybody I was close to. You know, it was the first time I lost somebody I was close to. Didn't really know how to deal with it. And plus, like I said, quarter life crisis, whatever that means, you know. And so I decided right then, this is how I make decisions in life. I decided, boom, and I just do it all in. And I decided, I'm gonna bike to Vermont. Nothing really leading up to it. I'm just going to bike to Vermont. So back then, what happens is, and what I wanted to do is raise money and awareness for Leukemia Society. That was kind of like my thing. And it would be, you know, kind of like this soul-searching type of adventure that I was going to go on. And I decided that for some reason I decided that I was going to do this starting on August 10th. August 10th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm going to start biking for Vermont. And so there was this huge, long adventure leading up to it where I needed to raise money for it, you know? And the first thing that was interesting was there's no such thing as GPS back then, okay? So the way that I had to decide my route was I went to the store and I bought a Rand McNally Road Atlas, which young people would never even be able to pick off a shelf because they don't I don't even know if they still exist. I'm assuming they exist still. But so I had to go in and I cut out each of the pages of the states that I would end up going through, and I taped those pages into a notebook, used a highlighter, and I highlighted the route. Well, I old-schooled it. I took a calculator out, and, you know, between towns, between the black dots on the towns, you have a number, and that number is the number of miles between each town. So I mapped it out, and it was like 1,100 miles, and I was like, well, I'm going to do it in 11 days, you know what I mean? 100 miles a day. Fast forward to actually doing it. This is a little unknown fact about if plotting a trip. You know, it's one thing when you're in a car. You don't really notice things, right? You're on a bike, bro, okay? So here's the deal. The thing you don't notice is that little dot from town to town doesn't take into account how much time you're spending in each of those towns. Each of those dots has to account for something. Let me tell you something. When you bike from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to Burlington, Vermont, there's a lot of towns, right? And what ended up happening was there's so many towns that you end up going through that on the map, if you added up the numbers, it came up to 1,100. In reality, it was 1,200. It was an additional 100 miles of biking throughout that trip, you know what I mean? And so what ended up happening was, funny story, we decided that we were going to raise money by having a hole-in-one competition. You can go online and you can get an insurance policy for these hole-in-one competitions. And the hole-in-one competition had to be done in an exact particular way to be covered by the insurance policy. The most important aspect of all of this was, and it was a big drawn-out process to have this, right? But basically, the biggest thing was you had to videotape it because they needed proof, obviously, if it was going to happen. So my buddy Sean Walsh, who was the guy that was going to drive and meet me, and we were going to drive back together. So Shawnee and I decide that we're going to do this. We put it on. He's got one of those old school, you know, it's 1995. He's got one of those old school shoulder health cameras. We get to the last guy. The last guy is getting lined up. He's going to take a 198-yard shot for a hole-in-one, right? Sean's like, dude, you got an extra battery? And I'm like, no, I don't have a battery. He's like, okay, well, the battery's dead. And I'm like, okay, here's the deal. Let's just roll with it. Okay. So he pretended like we were rolling. This guy takes a swipe at it. And dude, I'm telling you, it was like a beeline for the hole, man. And I'm running down the fairway towards the hole because I need to make sure that, you know, if it went in, basically, I told Sean, here's the deal. If it goes in, let's just walk away, man. Let's just walk. We'll be in Mexico by tomorrow, brother. So anyway, tune in next week. I'm going to pick up from there and tell the story week to week as to what happened to me on that trip from the excerpt from my biography, Green, Red, Green. I'm Kevin Barbaro, and here's the deal. We got our social media giveaway of the week. In order to enter the social media giveaway of the week, you have to follow me on Twitter. So go to Barbaro Acting and follow me on Twitter. And this week, we're giving away a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts, 10 free large coffees. And in New York, that's worth a lot of money, man. 10 free large coffees in Burlington, Vermont, not so much. But join in next week and at the same time on Talk Radio Network. I'm Kevin Barbaro. You're listening to Coffee Talk 3.0, and we'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.